Empowerment Journey podcast, where I talk about and discuss overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. This is your host, Jennifer Jones Bryant, two-time best-selling author, motivational speaker, as well as certified career coach. Today's guest is Cherie Good, and I am super ecstatic to have her with us today and honored that she was able to make time for us. Let me tell you about her background. She is the founder and CEO of Total Harmony Enterprises, Make Me Over Wellness, an exceptional wellness candle company. She's a mother, wife, caregiver, as well as the creator of the annual Recharge Health, Wellness, and Fitness Expo. She's also a licensed practical nurse for over 30 years. And now, during these times, more than ever, I know she's been reaching within to make sure she got herself together so she can go out there and continue to make a difference. She's a Shiro on the front lines of this COVID-19 pandemic that is happening. Now, having Cherie Good on my show aligns well with my book, Overcoming Personal Challenges to Achieve Professional Success. And I have a chapter dedicated to self-care on day 14 and the importance of self-care. And she, again, she is my Shiro. I watch her online. I've actually altered some of the things, ways that I cook things, watching her whip up things once a week, different creative ways and food choices. And welcome, Cherie, to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Awesome, awesome. I know you've been featured on ABC, Dr. Oz. You were on the news last week with your mask on. I feel honored that you said, hey, I'll come on your show.
Absolutely. So. when one of my fellow women entrepreneurs calls out, you know, I have to run.
And I love that. I love that. We all trying to, this tribe, we all trying to do this together to make, empower,
Absolutely.
And inspire others. So I know that you have been in the trenches and you still continue to go on. When you get off work, and I'm sure you're working extended hours, you are making sure you aren't neglecting yourself. And can you stress to the listening audience how important, even more so now, the importance of self-care?
Oh, absolutely. Especially with this COVID-19 virus around, we have to be extra, extra careful about how we're caring for ourselves, making sure that we're keeping our immune systems healthy, eating healthy foods that are nourishing, protecting our gut, because it's a very contagious virus. And so it's important that not only do we keep our physical health intact, but we also have to make sure that mentally we're not allowing ourselves to crack up, because we're not used to this way of living. We're used to being around people and touching and hugging people and having that social connection with people. And now with the social distancing, it actually can wreak havoc on people's mental state. So the numbers of depression, suicide, and even domestic violence is even on the rise during this last month that we've been quarantined. So when you're performing that self-care, you're honing in on every single part of yourself. Mentally, how are you doing? Physically, how are you doing? Spiritually, how are you doing? So every day, even though I'm on the front lines and I'm serving in the capacity of a healthcare provider, healthcare worker, when I come home, it's very, very imperative that I unwind, that I do things to relax. So mentally, I'm prepared to deal with the next day because we're seeing death. We're seeing, you know, a lot of death. We're seeing a lot of family members who are in turmoil because they can't see their loved ones. So it takes a toll. And then you come home and you watch the news and it sets you on fire with all the things that's going on, and you tend to want to cry. And I've had a couple days where I've cried, but, you know, we have to stay strong because this is the work that we signed up for. However, if every single day I didn't take time out to just kick my heels up, maybe have a glass of red wine, eat nutritious meals, be socially distant, but still be connected to people through the webinars and through social media, then honestly, I don't know how I would do it.
Yeah, it's been a tough time, and I've been watching various videos on social media that were recorded by nurses who were talking about how hard it is on them emotionally and mentally, and them actually having breakdowns on camera. And my heart really, really goes out to them. And many people don't even realize or don't know this about me. I think I was 18. And I became a certified nursing assistant because my ultimate job was to become an RN. And I was working with hospice patients. So back then, I was like, I'm not built for this because I had a patient who died and I just lost it, right? Lost it. And so that, like, I shifted careers immediately. And so I have to say, from where I sit, you just seem to compartmentalize so well. So when you have your moments when you break down, and I share with clients all the time, it's okay to feel. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to feel and go through those emotions. And so what strategies would you recommend? I know you talk about coming home and unwinding with a glass of red wine and, you know, healthy, nutritious meals. But what other strategies would you tell others to put in place during this time or just in general?
Yeah. Absolutely. So I do want to comment too on what you said about, you know, when you have to cry and you have to let it out because we're human. And that's what I think sometimes people tend to forget, that even though we're called to duty to take care of others, even amidst this pandemic that we're in, that we're still human. And if you're not breaking down at some point or another, then you've lost your human touch. You've lost your empathy for others because it's a very sad situation going on in the world right now. But what I've done is designed 8 recharge pillars for self-care, and there are 8 core teachings that I teach my clients so that they can make sure that they are taking care of themselves mentally, physically, and emotionally. And I can run those 8 down quickly, and then we can go back and talk about them if you like. So the first one is self-advocacy. The second one is nutrition. Number 3 is movement. Number 4 is relaxation. Number 5 is meditation. Number 6 is forgiveness. Number 7 is healing. And number 8 is celebration. So those are the 8 recharge pillars that every single day I at least work on one of those areas to make sure that I am staying whole, because we're a 3-part puzzle. We're human. We're whole, right? You can't cut us in half and have one part of us here and one part there. We have to be whole. And we're made up of a 3-part puzzle, that mind, body, spirit component that makes us whole. So if you think about a puzzle that you're putting together, if one piece of that puzzle is bent or missing, or it's torn, or it's been scratched or something, or it needs to be mended, you don't get the full picture, the beautiful picture of that puzzle, right? Well, that's the same thing with us. If one piece of us, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, is not put together, it's bent, it needs to be mended, it needs to be fixed, it needs some work, We don't present the best version of ourselves to the world. They don't see the full beautiful picture of who we truly are. So that's why we have to do the self work first. We have to throw ourselves a life jacket or a life raft first before we can go out and try to help others.
I love that. And there's a sentence I was telling you about day 14 of my book on the self-care chapter. And there's a sentence that's pivotal to what we're talking about today. A self-care routine is a daily journey of intentional living and being mindful about your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And people don't realize how much food can alter your mental state. You know, your physical, obviously, but, you know, your emotional and mental well-being. And it's important that you watch what you put in your mouth. You know, I immediately can notice the difference. Like if I had too much sugar, my system will be like, okay, I'm rejecting it and I'm not liking it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mine too. That's actually how I got started on my journey was because I to release some unwanted pounds. So I just noticed that I was crashing like every day. I was just like coming home and I was just too beat to do anything else. So I started paying attention to what I was eating and how I felt after I ate it. And so when I was eating the junk food and when I was eating the fast food, I would notice that it tasted good going in, but then I felt like crap afterwards. So those chemically refined, altered, processed foods, we call that crap. Those fast foods, those sugary drinks, all that stuff, it was just weighing me down. It was really slowly killing me. It was like putting slow poison in my system. And so I had to change the way of thinking and saying, okay, you're hungry, so don't go and grab something that's crap. Go and get Crow. Get the clean, raw, whole, organic food that's going to leave you full, that's going to leave you feeling nourished, that's going to give you that natural energy source so that you can keep going and feel good about what you ate. So I started to shift slowly but surely, stop drinking sodas, stop going eating fast food, and I started preparing my meals. And the days that I couldn't prepare my meals, I would at least have some kind of thought process before I left home in the mornings of, okay, what's going to be for dinner tonight? And so knowing that I was going to eat something nutritious when I got home kept me from stopping along the way. So
and I'm,
having
I'm
that conscientious thought,
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that. And after the break, I want to be able to dig into that a little bit further where you can help us map out what a typical day will look like. And the fact of, yeah, you say you cut out sodas, was it cold turkey? So I want to kind of talk about that a little bit more about how can people transition into it without them feeling like they're neglecting, because I know that you have a cheat day too, right? So I'm secretly stalking you. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that after the break. Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within, an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story on how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Alonda Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey podcast. Cherie Good has been giving us some good, meaty, although she doesn't eat meat, meaty content to help us jumpstart our self-care routine. So I want to transition into that, this piece of the self-care routine. I know you said you kind of did a self-evaluation. You didn't like the way you felt when you came home, when you know, after eating certain foods. What does that look like? Like if I wanted to start tomorrow and saying, you know what, I'm done with the crap and I want to get on with the crow, how do I do that without feeling like I'm neglecting myself? What does that look like?
Well, the first thing I did was stepped on the scale and I didn't like what it said back to me. So that was the first step for me. You know, nobody tells you, hey, girl, you're getting fat. Nobody tells you that. So, you know, they may be whispering behind your back like, well, she's gained weight, but nobody comes to you and tells you that. So
except for my family in South Carolina, they will tell you. But
right. Anyway. Right. Some family members are brutal. They might tell you. But that was my first step. I stepped on the scale and I didn't like what it said to me. And so that was one step. And then I had started having stomach issues, and I every time I would eat meat, I would just be nauseous, sometimes actually vomiting. And so I said, why are you doing this for a piece of filet, you know? And you're paying all this money to eat it, and then you're just getting rid of it because your body is rejecting it. So I started listening to my body. When your body tells you, nope, this is not for you, whether it be gas, bloating, nausea, vomiting, your gut will speak to you. And so I tell everyone, listen to your body. Your body tells you what it doesn't want anymore. So that was one thing. I stepped on the scale. I started listening to my body. And then I started making subtle changes. So I cut out beef and pork first. And I did go cold turkey. When you talk about cold, I did go cold turkey. I just stopped because I was tired of feeling sick after I would eat. It wasn't enjoyable to eat those things anymore because I knew I was going to have sickness following. And so I just went cold turkey and I stopped. So I still ate chicken and turkey for years after I stopped the beef and the pork. But then I started realizing that after I would eat chicken, that I was starting to get sick. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, don't tell me I can't eat chicken either.
Oh,
but
wow.
Again, my body started rejecting food. The only thing I didn't have a rejection to was turkey, but I just cut it out. I'm like, if you're going to cut out chicken, you might as well cut out turkey, too. So I do a pescatarian way of life. I do still eat eggs. Some people, you know, feel like eggs you shouldn't be in, but it's your body, whatever you feel. You gave
correct.
It to what you want. It's all about being healthy. Mm-hmm. Right, it's all about being healthy and feeling well and feeling whole. So I am pescatarian, but I do eat eggs as well. And I do not drink sodas. I've never been a big soda drinker. I was more of a juice drinker, cranberry juice, orange juice.
Yep.
But then I started reading the labels. Oh, my God, I read the labels. And I was realizing that one glass of juice was actually my entire day's allotment for sugar.
Yeah.
So we really shouldn't be eating more than 25 grams of sugar a day, which is still a lot. But I was drinking that in one cup of juice, and I was just shocked because the distributors, the grocery stores, they put those great things like that in the front with the pretty picture and the stuff that tastes good and sugary. That's put in the front because they bank on us not reading the labels. So when I started to read the labels, I had a conversation with my good girlfriend, Delana Watkins, who is the wellness maven. She's the sugarless diva.
Yeah.
And so she said, why don't you be my guinea pig? She didn't say it like that, but, you know, I call it be the guinea pig. She said, I'm rolling out a new program called Sugarless Living. It doesn't mean you can't eat any sugar. What it means is you just cut the amount of sugar you're eating. So I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I'm starting all these new things. Let me give it a try. Let me tell you, in the first week of cutting my sugar, I cut down to eating 10 grams or less every day. In the first week, I lost 11 pounds.
Get out of here.
I released
11
pounds in the first week just by cutting down my sugar.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it because my energy level was soaring. And I was like, what in the world is going on with me? And I couldn't believe that I released that weight that quickly. To date, I have released a total of 41 pounds, but I added in intermittent fasting to boost it, because when I got to a standstill with my weight release from the sugarless living, I had to do something different. So I implemented intermittent fasting, and to date, I'm down 41 pounds. Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank
you.
Oh
my gosh. I'm just like, when I saw you today, I said, she's about to, she got her hands on her hip in this picture, but they're about to touch. I don't know if she realized that, like, her weight is like gone. It is. You are looking fabulous.
Thank
you.
Can
we talk about that cheat day?
Yes.
Okay.
So with anything, if you deprive yourself all the time, you're not going to last with whatever regimen or healthy regimen that you want to design for yourself. So, you know, I don't do it every single day or the same day every week. But I do allow myself, if I want it, I'm going to eat it. But I eat it in moderation. So every now and then those Oreo cookies will holler at me and they'd be like, come here, come eat me. And I love some sweets here and there, but I do it in moderation. And then the important part to know is that just jump right back on your regimen. If you did it today, you can't do it tomorrow. So that was the thing. If I have one day or 2 days that I feel like I want some potato chips, go ahead and eat it. Just don't eat the whole bag. If you want a piece of bread, eat wheat bread instead of white bread. That's less carbs. It's not made with bleach and all that. It's natural. So try to eat whole foods, whole grains, whole foods, wheat and grain breads, things like that. If you're a bread eater, I eat less carbs as well. So okay. I typically try okay. to make my meals consist of meat and vegetable. If I'm going to do a carb like rice or macaroni and cheese or something like that, because I enjoy those foods too, I just take a tablespoon and that's all I eat. I scoop one tablespoon and I to mm-hmm. satisfy the taste. Mm-hmm. Because most of the yes. times you just want to taste it. You just want to, yep. you feel like you're missing something, like a French fry. Every now and yes. then I'll have some French fries because I just want to taste it. But then after a couple of them, I'm like, all right, I'm done. So I found that I was wasting money trying to cheat. So I was like, oh, what's the point? but I do allow myself to have whatever it is that I want. I just do all things in moderation. And if I do it today, I can't do it for the rest of the week. And so then I go right back.
Are you incorporating mm-hmm. any physical activity? I mean, I know you walk a lot as a nurse, but are you intentionally doing it? Okay. Okay.
I have a regimen called 50-50 makes me 100. So that's okay. my own made up little plan. 50-50 makes me 100%. So I do 50 squats and 50 push-ups. 50 squats and 50 crunches every day. So I say 50-50 makes you 100%. So I was going to the gym until this whole quarantine. I just joined the gym, and I was going to start implementing more cardio and things like that. I used to do kickboxing because my husband is a kickbox instructor, but everything is shut down right now. So between doing the 50-50 to make myself 100, and I also use my vibration plate, which is equivalent to a workout as well.
Okay, that is good to know. So can you, I know you have this Recharge annual conference, but I know you, I've been watching other goodness that you got going on. I know I just purchased yes. One of your books. You want to tell the listening audience about something that you have, like a product or services that you're offering right now?
Absolutely. So talking about that ebook that I collaborated with my good friend, Delana Watkins, the one who used me as her guinea pig. And so we got together
Beta
and said,
tester.
We need... Beta tester. I like that better. Beta tester. I like that better. So her and I said, you know what? You had such good results. Let's put what you did together. And sugarless living is her niche. So I said, well, you write your chapter about sugarless living and I'll come in with the intermittent fasting. So we did an ebook collaboration called Release the Weight Without the Weight, a quick guide to sugarless living and intermittent fasting. And that's on my website, TotalHarmonyEnterprises.com, if anyone is interested in that. But I do have a free offer for your listeners today. If you visit TotalHarmonyEnterprises.com and you sign up for our monthly newsletter, you will get a free gift immediately to your email. And that's going to give you 52 ideas for self-care.
Okay, I love that. You know, we all love freebies, right? And right about now,
right.
that is right down the alley. So how can the listening audience find you?
On all your social media, I am Cherie M. Good. On YouTube, Cherie M. Good. Please go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. There you can see some of my live webinars and some of my Facebook Live, as well as a lot of my cooking demos are right there. So you don't want to miss out on those. And also my website, again, TotalHarmonyEnterprises.com.
Thank you today for being a phenomenal guest. It is timely and is needed. And I know that a lot of us are investing so much time in others that we lose sight of taking care of ourselves. And mm-hmm. so you have been instrumental in providing such rich content today. And I consider that alone as a gift. So I thank you for that blessing and I'm grateful to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of our show today. So thank you, everyone, for listening to the Empowerment Journey podcast. Again, this is your host, Jennifer Jones Bryant, 2-time best-selling author. You also want to check out my book, Overcoming Personal Challenges to Achieve Professional Success. You can find it on Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble. There are other platforms, including my website, at www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. Thank you and sending much blessings to all.